Yeah, I bet you were. So today is the 9th of November, 2022, and I am here with Earl Thorpe to learn about his life and music in Albany in particular. How you doing, Earl?
I'm doing good today.
I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll start as far back as we can go. Where were you born?
I was born in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how long were you there?
I was there like 16 years.
16 years?
Yeah. 17. I came here when I was 17.
Okay. When did you start singing?
I started singing with my mother and aunt when I was about 7.
Mm-hmm. Just around the house?
No, we did Sunday things.
Church.
Church things, you know, so it made you, you know, learn fast and well what you were doing. They taught me to sing harmony at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said, you learn to do this, you won't have to worry about nothing. Anywhere you go, you can sing with anybody.
Mm.
And she proved to be right.
I would say so. Did you only sing in the church in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, a little later, we started doing teen shows from high school. And we would do, you know, Saturday night things and Sunday things, you know. But
yeah. And you were 17 when you came to Albany.
Yeah.
Why Albany?
Why not Albany? I had relatives here.
Sure.
I put a group together here.
Mm-hmm.
And it went well. We started singing around town here. And it worked well. And then we started doing real good, and we had a change of leaders. Maurice Newton came up from Jacksonville, and he joined the group, and we started doing a lot of things. Then we went down to go to the Ted Mike Amateur Hour, which we stopped at the Apollo first. To do the amateur show. A friend of my mother introduced us to Ben Bart and Joe Mosley from Universal Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they came downstairs and they heard us and they said, amateur what? So, you know, amateurs, you guys are pros. So he said, what we gonna do with you guys? Come back in 2 weeks. So we came back in 2 weeks. He signed us up to the agency, Universal Attraction Agency, and he started working us before we had a hit record.
Wow.
So we played with Big Maybelle.
Wow.
And people like that. So we came back down in 2 weeks, like I said, and he signed us to Universal Attraction, and we started shopping for a record label. And we signed up with the first label, which was Wrong. It was a small label.
It was called Ron?
It was called Baton Records.
Baton.
Yeah. And we went to other record companies just to see what would happen. And we, Decca, RCA, all these people said, wow, you signed with anybody yet? We said, yeah. We had already committed with a small label, so they wouldn't touch us, you know what I mean? Because we couldn't break the contract,
right?
You know? So we were stuck with these guys for 5 years, but we had 5 major hits through the country with the small label.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they did well with you, what they had.
Yeah, we did the Apollo 5 times. We did every major theater in the country, like the Royal in Baltimore. We did the Howard down in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Uptown in Philly. We did Chicago, Regal. So we did all the theaters with big acts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we worked with some of the big, we worked with Jackie Wilson, Lil Willie John, the Coasters, the Dells, Flamingos, Fats Domino. Everybody was out there at our time, we worked with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was in the band with you?
It was Maurice Newton, Emmett Smith, Arthur Morning, and Bobby McCann.
What What's it like to perform at the Apollo?
It's nothing like it. I can't even describe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're at the top of your game once you walked on that stage. But we had we were able to be familiar with the stage because one of the guys that managed us worked at the Apollo.
Mm.
So what he would do with us, when the theater closed, he would have us come over there and practice on the stage. So the stage wasn't new to us.
Right.
They said, Jesus, well, you guys handle this stage well. The secret was we had been rehearsing on this stage right along.
For sure.
You know, the whole act,
yeah.
You know. So we knew the stage, which was good. Yeah. Yeah.
And then what's it like to tour to those places?
It was good. You get tired. But it's a good thing, you know, it was a good thing. It was a good experience for you,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd already traveled up to Albany. Were a lot of these other places new to the other guys?
Yeah, like when we went south
mm-hmm.
In 68,
mm-hmm.
there was still discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So we were down in I think it was around past Washington, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and we got out to get some food. And Emmett saw this sign say "color"
mm-hmm.
and "white." He wouldn't get off the bus.
Mm.
He said, "Bring me something," because he had never witnessed that before.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was used to it because I came out of Jacksonville.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So I was used to it. You know, but he wasn't.
What do you remember about performing with a lot of those big acts? Did you, learn anything from them?
Oh, yeah. Flamingos used to teach us routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance routines?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And they used to watch us, you know, because they went on, we were the second act because we were a new act.
Yeah.
And they went on way down the line, you know. So they had time to come out
right.
and watch us and come back and get us moving better than we were moving.
Yeah.
And it didn't take that long to teach us because we picked up on just like that.
Right. You were doing a lot of practicing.
Yeah.
And then when did you record the first record?
We recorded the first record in 58.
58.
We went back down, we recorded.
In New York City?
Yeah, the Things I Love for Baton Records. We did that. We recorded Things I Love. We recorded Memories of You, Walk with the Wind. We cut three of them at one time.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to be in a recording studio? What do you remember about it?
It was fantastic, you know, things that you never did before.
Yeah.
And you heard of it, you know, it's like, you know, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. It was all one day for those first three?
No, it took time. You rehearsed
mm-hmm.
at night,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you come back and you rehearse. You know, a lot of rehearsing to get it right before you even put it on wax,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Do you remember a lot of the changes that happened and you getting better at with the practice?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then do you remember how those songs were chosen?
We didn't choose them. It was chosen by the record company.
Okay.
See, back in those days, very few artists were able to record their own tunes
mm-hmm.
unless they were very big,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you did the music that they had then,
okay.
you know.
So these were songs that they already had?
And they already had, yeah.
And so these were 58 when these were recorded?
Yeah, 58 and 59.
Mm-hmm. And was The Things I Love the first big one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you remember hearing it on the radio?
Oh, boy, when we heard it on the radio, we were in a restaurant eating, and they were playing it on the radio, playing it on the jukebox. And
yeah.
We said, whoa. They said, I said, there it goes, fellas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you want to tear up, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you said, wow, that's it. We made it, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. It was a good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And then did you go on tour after that?
Yeah, we toured all around,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Any favorite places to play?
I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw a bad place. I had some bad experiences. Mm-hmm. We came out of the Uptown in Philly, and we had to go to across the state to Ambridge, Pennsylvania. We got there and we couldn't get a hotel room. And there's keys on the rack, and we asked them about any free rooms. They said we don't have any. They told us about a rooming house up the street. But the funniest part, once we got with the agent that was booking us there, we asked him, do you have a hotel for us? Because we got there a night early. So we asked him, what hotel are we staying? He said, you're not staying in the hotel. You're staying at Miss Clark's boarding house. He said, Little Anthony was here last week, and that's where he stayed. So it was, the racism still exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It
yeah.
still exists. But you just, like, you know, over, you just forgot about it because you was trying to get there where you were going.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So wherever they said you stayed, mm-hmm. you know. And we didn't question it. We said, oh, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what it was to face racism, you know?
Yeah. And you toured all over.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Yeah.
Was it bus or were they someone driving you?
Well, we drove ourselves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We had a car and a station wagon,
mm-hmm.
and we drove ourselves a lot
because mm-hmm.
that's what would happen. If to save money, you drove yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So you guys were traveling together?
Yeah, the four or five of us,
yeah.
yeah.
That must have been quite an experience.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, changing drivers and, you know, it was quite an experience.
Did you guys record a second album after that?
It wasn't albums, it was singles.
It was singles, my mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these were individual singles that
were. Yeah, individual singles.
Mm-hmm. And The Things I Love was like the first big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then how did Memories of You did?
Memories of You did, but we recorded again and we did Walk with the Wind.
Walk with the Wind.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Emmett Smith led that one. He had the high falsetto voice,
mm-hmm.
and he did that one, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm. And you were bass?
I sang four parts. Any part that they needed, I sang.
Whatever they needed.
If we were practicing something, and one guy couldn't get it, I said, let me do it and come back to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah.
Overdubbed it, you know?
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. I was blessed.
Yeah. Definitely. Very talented.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me.
I think at some point they might be right.
Yeah, I don't know. The people around here, when I go to therapy, you know, they said, oh, you were singing that song yesterday. Sing us a song. I sang them a song. And the women said, whoa. I said, oh, boy, I still got it. They said, what a voice. I said, oh, wow. Is it that good? They said, yeah, it's that good. I said, well, thank you very much. I said, you know, they keep telling me this. You guys going to have me believing it. At some point, I'm going to start believing this. You know, it was funny.
Might have to start believing it soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you, before you guys went down to the city, you were playing around in Albany first.
Yeah.
Did you get any crowds and stuff here?
Oh, yeah. We played a place in Schenectady called the Harlem Inn.
Harlem Inn?
Yeah. It was near GE. It's called the Harlem Inn. They used to have vocals and bands, you know. And once we got there, we worked all the time, you know. Yeah.
Do they pay well?
No.
What'd they pay?
I refuse to tell you.
Is that bad?
It was that bad.
Good crowds?
Good crowds with less money.
Good crowds, less money.
Yeah. No.
Good crowds. Black and white?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty mixed? Fantastic.
Pretty mixed, yeah.
Where else did you play up here? Do you remember anywhere else?
We did. Oh, anywhere that they needed a band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Available. We did it. You know, we did it. You know.
How'd you hear about places to play up here?
They heard about us.
They heard about you. They reached
out
to you.
Yeah.
And said, we'll give you some amount of money.
Yeah, yeah.
You can drive out here.
Yeah.
And come on out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they heard about us.
Yeah. What were the next singles after that?
Things I Love, Walk with the Wind, Memories of You, Captain of My Ship.
Captain of My Ship is the newer one.
My Greatest Thrill. The old tune, Marie.
What was that again?
Marie.
Marie. Marie, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you remember about playing those?
What do I remember about playing the tunes?
Yeah.
All of them were hot. The more tunes we did, the bigger we got.
Right.
Because they knew about us then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there was no shyness, no nothing. You just came up and performed.
Mm-hmm. Audience singing along?
Huh?
Audiences were singing along?
Yeah, they knew the tunes.
They knew the tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else were you touring with at that time? You toured with all the big acts, you said.
All the big acts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'd be a group shows like the Flamingos, the Coasters, Spooky and the Spaniels, Good Night My Love. The Dells.
The Dells.
Yeah, the Dells.
Yeah,
Freddie Scott.
Was that label treating you guys?
The label?
Not good?
No. A lot of lying and cheating done with those little small labels.
Yeah.
You know. They say, well, you came and you recorded three times. That was three sessions that we had to pay for.
Mm.
See, that's how they got you.
Yeah, they charge you for the
session. Yeah, every session they charge you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it we got wise instead of going... doing one tune, we'll do three or four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say what you do three or four and have them on shelf, you know. And you would say, yeah, man, wait till you hear what we got on shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think that was good. You just wait till they drop this other one, you know. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you all living down in New York City at the time?
Yeah, we lived... 146 and 8th Avenue, right over the Harlem Bar. Mm. Yeah.
The Harlem Bar.
Yeah. We hear that music all day. But when our tunes came out, funny thing about that, before they knew who we was, girls didn't even bother you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then across the street on a 146, they had a record store,
mm-hmm.
and they started playing our records at the record store,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have to tell them who we was, and they came to the parlor and they saw us. He had to fight them away. Get away! We gotta sleep. Get away! Come on now, you gotta get out of here. Come on.
We gotta sleep.
Come on.
They just found where you lived.
Oh, yeah. Before, they wouldn't have nothing to do with us.
No, not before. Then they started playing,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So how long were you in New York City?
We were in New York City about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But we would always come home when we got homesick, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
take a drive up.
Yeah, it wasn't that far, you know, get some good soul cooking. You know, you get tired of cooking. I was cooking Bobby was cooking. You know, we'd cook for ourselves. We were smart. We would go grocery shopping and cook for ourselves. Yeah. We never starved.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
The other two didn't do that?
Huh?
The other ones didn't do that?
No, we all cook for each other.
We cook together.
Yeah,
okay.
we cook for everybody.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're all in the same space. Why not?
Yeah, we cook for everybody. Yeah, fried chicken, you name it, I cooked it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're a good cook?
Very good cook.
Very nice.
Yeah. I raised 5 kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the principal cook because my wife, I got on before my wife.
Mm.
And I would do the cooking. And she would tell people, honey, I don't have to cook. My husband cooked for us. Then Sunday she would cook, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. You were in New York City for about 2 years.
About three.
You're running through these questions.
Hmm?
You're running through the questions.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What do you remember about performing with Jackie Wilson?
All the guys were good. Jackie was the last act that came on.
Okay.
You know, he was always the last act.
So you got time to watch?
Yeah.
Imagine if you're touring with this many people, you get a chance to watch all these guys as well.
Right before they, because you went on first.
Right, so you got to see them afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Fats Domino as well?
Fats Domino, we just did the Apollo with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was a gentleman from the word go.
Yeah, I believe that.
He drank his wine, but he was a personal perfect gentleman.
Good. That's nice. That's always nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
How, you were at Baton Records the whole time?
Yeah. He changed the label, but it was the same guy.
Same. So it, when it became Sir, it was still the same guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still same lying and cheating and all of the trying to shortchange.
Yeah, yeah. The songs are still being played now.
Yeah.
He's deceased. His son moved up to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
He sends us a royalty checks that we can't cash because, you know, the exchange with the money in Canada and here. So the check is something you just say, well, should I throw this in the trash or what should I really do with it? It's nothing, nothing you can do with it.
That's
you know?
That's
yeah. Yeah.
Gosh. And then when'd you come back to Albany?
I came back to Albany and to stay around 60.
57, 58, 60? 60.
Yeah, around 60.
And then what'd you do when you came back?
I didn't do nothing for a while.
Mm.
I got married.
That's something.
No, but I said when I first came back, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I got married in 61.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got married. I didn't have a job. And wasn't looking for one, because God had blessed us, you know?
Yeah. You're still getting royalty checks at that point? What was Miss Maggie's Children?
Miss Maggie's Children was the group that me and Maurice formed after we came back we disbanded. I told him, I said, Maurice, there's a lot of money out here to be made. Won't we forget us a band, put us a band together,
mm-hmm.
and me and you front the band?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, man, sounds like a good idea. So we put this band together, and we started doing Sam and Dave acts. They said, when they heard us, they said, you guys sound better than Sam and Dave. We would do at the top of 40 stuff,
mm.
you know, soul stuff.
Yeah.
And we learned them and we did them all, you know.
Yeah.
We did them all, yeah. That was a dynamite group.
Yeah.
Yeah, we traveled all over Lake George, Cape Cod. We traveled all over with that group. Yeah.
I've seen some pictures from that group.
You did?
Because I'm trying to talk to Ron Rucker.
Ron is in
Japan.
Japan.
Yes. So the time difference is a little difficult.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I talk to him often.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I told him I was going to talk to you soon.
Yeah, he calls me.
Tell him I said hey.
I certainly will.
Absolutely.
You leave the card. He got your number?
He has me on Facebook. But I'll leave the card so he'll
leave the card so the next time he calls,
yeah.
I will let him know. Santo Angel was one of the... Santo Angel played... he was a horn player, trombone player. He's in California. He calls me a lot.
Okay.
B. Holmes is deceased. Andy Vincent is in Texas. He calls me a lot. So I stayed in contact with people. Maurice died last year.
Yeah.
But what we did was, what I did was, the guy did a Sunday's Kind of Love back in the day, with a group. I can't think of the name of the group. He was dropping the mic for the last time, and he asked me would I come down and do something. I said I'd be happy to do it. I picked up two guys who wasn't familiar with it at all, that I had been working with. Two guys from the group, the Copycats.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white group from the called the Copycats. So I picked up two of those, and I went down, and the producer of the band said, Earl, you don't remember me. He said, I got your sheet music right here. I had to say, yeah, I remember you, but I didn't remember me. So you remember everybody that comes up to you and says, do you remember me?
I believe that.
You know, you have to say, yeah, I remember you, whether I remember you or not.
Right.
So he says, man, I got the things I love. I got to walk with the wind. I got it. Whatever, what songs you want to do? So I gave him a medley of tunes that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you talking about some nervous guys. These guys had never did nothing like this before. And they were shaking at rehearsal. You know, I said, well, if you don't want to do none of the songs, I'll do them all. They said, no, no. But we got it together, and it went over well.
Good.
Standing ovation, yeah.
Wow. Where was that?
That was in Queens.
Queens.
Yeah.
Sunday's Kind of Love.
Yeah. What's the group name? I'm trying to think of the name of the group.
It's originally by Etta James.
Yeah, but they did it over. Mm-hmm. I work with Etta too.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was in Apollo with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What was Ella like?
Huh?
What was Ella like?
That was good. Ella was good. Ella was red hot. She had been through some things, but she got big after that.
Yeah,
you know?
I heard that.
Yeah, she got big after that, after she got together and got her own band and everything. Then she really went bang, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But before that, she was like the first or second act, that she was ahead of us,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. The Harp Tones and the...
That's the name of the group, the Harp Tones.
The Harp Tones. You jumped in for the Harp Tones.
Yeah, the lead singer for the Harp Tone.
Mm-hmm. when you were with Miss Maggie's Children, that was like up here and Cape Cod, you said?
No, we stayed right here
you
in Albany.
Here. In Albany,
yeah, we were based in Albany, but we sing everywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Everywhere. We did state picnics.
Mm-hmm.
We did everything that anybody wanted. We had a band for them. You know? And when they said, well, this is what we're working with, they would say, this is what we got to work with. I said, oh, then you want me and Maurice.
Not the full band.
Not the full band.
Right.
I said, what we gonna do, we gonna talk about this another time. No, we'll get back to it. I said, oh, you'll get back to it. Mm-hmm. That's where the club owners was too.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy that owned one of the clubs, I won't name the clubs. He used to bring the big names in, like the Ohio Players and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Sash and all of them, Sax and all of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they called us, they came in early and they called us and said, man, so you guys are real, you're good as we are. So we didn't think nothing of it, you know, but we know we was.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, man, you should be making the same money that we're making. So what happened was, when the club owner came to us again, I handle all that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do you want? I said, I got to have blah, blah, blah. He said, I can't pay you that. That's the same money the Ohio Players making. And you guys are here in the city. You got a place to live. So what's that got to do with talent? What does that got to do with talent?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Either you want it, so we'll go up to Lake George.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, we always got somewhere to play. Sometime I'd be lying with them, but they don't know. two or three days later, he'll call you back and say, Earl, you know, my son, he was talking crazy. I said, don't pay him no attention. What do you got to have? I said, I tell him. He said, oh, yeah, we can do that. Don't pay no attention to Carl. Sometime, you know, Carl be high. I said, well, whatever.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were the places you played up here?
Albany?
Yeah.
We played the Twist Palace. We used to stay in the Twist Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Twist Palace, we stayed there for like 5-6 weeks at a time. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron mentioned that place to me.
Yeah.
Good crowds there?
Yeah, very good crowds.
Very good crowds.
Here's a good story for you.
Mm.
Ron said, Earl, if we had a piano, I could really make the group sound good. I said, well, Monday, I'll go buy a piano. And that's the history of Ron Rucker. I went down. We got a piano, we came back. Rehearsal was that Thursday. Ron hooked up the keyboard and put it up. He said, where you get that? He said, Earl. He said, Earl.
Yeah.
And boy, that's the history of Ron Rucker playing piano.
Wow,
now he's a giant now.
He absolutely is.
He's a giant over in Puerto Rico. He's the James Cleveland of Japan. Yeah. And it did.
See you later.
All right.
Appreciate it, Dennis.
Yes.
And it didn't go to his head.
No, it did not.
No.
No, it remains as humble as the rest.
Yeah.
Who else was in the band? It was you, Maurice Newton.
B. Holmes. Andy Vincent.
He's the one in Texas.
Yeah. William Gibson, Gibby. Gibby plays sax.
Good sized band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
the top 40 soul songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we produced them just like the record.
Mm-hmm. Did it feel like the same with the music you were doing before for the Apollo?
Yeah, it felt better.
Felt better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an improvement?
Yeah. Like it was you went to another gender.
Yeah.
All together, you know.
Makes sense. And then who are the Heavenly Echoes?
Boy, you did your history, didn't you?
I did my best.
I'm working with the Heavenly Echoes now.
Yeah.
It's a gospel group from this area.
Oh wow.
And it consists of four guys and four musicians and four guys. The guys, you caught me off guard.
Sorry about that.
Hayes Coleman? Yeah, Decky Lawson. Myself. And James Carr.
Yeah.
Car.
C-A-R-R.
Got it.
Gospel group.
Yeah.
Up here.
And we are top notch.
Top notch, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You don't come no better than the four of us.
Yeah? How'd you meet them?
Well, I came into the Heavenly Echoes about 25 years ago. I was renting a spot from a guy that had a mechanical shop, because I used to deal cars. I had my own shop downtown before came in down in the City Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I was right behind the City Mission.
Okay.
And I dealt small cars, you know, small market cars,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they bought my building. I had nowhere to go. So I went up there with him,
mm-hmm.
and he kept hounding me. You know, you should come and join us. You should come and.
Who is this?
James Edmonds.
James. Mm-hmm. So 25 years ago, he was hounding you.
Yeah. I said I come to practice. I came to practice, and I did a couple of things, and they sound good. See, I told you it sound good. I said, yeah. So I joined, and then. James Carr used to work with him years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to him because his wife goes to church with me,
mm-hmm.
and I talked to him. I said, James, man, I would like to have you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, man, I don't know whether I want to do that or not. I said, man, I really like to have you. So he said, yeah, I'll come. So he came to rehearsal and said, yeah, y'all sound pretty good. And he joined us, and he's been back with us like 20 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where do you guys play?
We sing all over. We do Skidmore.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that needs music, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys practicing?
Yeah, they come out here.
They come out here?
They come out here.
Mm-hmm.
Lady came by and said she thought that we were... She was listening to the radio.
Mm. It was just y'all practicing.
Yeah.
You sound that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The harmony is so tight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been in music a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the harmony is going to be that tight.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we should probably talk about the brothers, right?
Yeah, we can.
Part of Albany Black history.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you remember that starting?
It started from Trinity Institute. I was chairman of the first federal program that came into the city. And the city administration didn't want the money because it was called anti-poverty money.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. They
wanted nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
When they named it federal funding, then they picked up on it.
Mm.
You know, but we started a single action program through Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Trinity was the umbrella agency, and we were able to get funded. From that came Olivia Rory,
mm-hmm.
Dottie Hawkins, Jane Smythe, Ann Freeland. These were people that was affiliated. And they held jobs. And then later on I hired Leon Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked in neighborhoods. Every neighborhood was sectioned off,
mm-hmm.
and had their own president,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we did community things,
mm-hmm.
and for community people,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, if they were having a problem, getting funded through whoever they were getting funded through, we would go and represent them, you know. And from that, it mushroomed. Then all of a sudden, Leon, myself, and George Bunch. George Bunch was director of the program.
Mm-hmm. Of the federal funding?
Yeah. Of our program.
Mm-hmm.
The program was called SINCAP. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And from that came, the brothers, the three of us, said we needed a male group. So we went out seeking people. That's where we got Peter Jones, Sam McDowell, Robert Gene Dobbs, all of us. We had about 20 guys that we formed this group with. Gordon Vaness, Les Davis. I don't want to start naming them because it's so numerous to remember all the names.
Sure.
But those are some of the guys.
About 20 of you or so?
Yeah, we never gave numbers out because the cops wanted to know how many people we had. And as we came out to meet, we was meeting at Trinity, and when we came out to meeting, there would be the detectives across the street. They thought we were gonna start a riot or something. You don't get 20 or 30 guys coming out of a building that's black at any given time because they think it helps or something, you know? But that wasn't the case. And I would see Dale in the car, I'd wave, hey, I said, Dad, John, how you doing? Because I knew him personally. You know, he was
wave you away.
Yeah. What you call it?
Wave you away?
No, not wave me away. It's just that hit that little shy way.
Oh, a little shy way.
Yeah. Yeah, we did some good things around. We started trash removal. You heard about that, right?
I did.
Well, we started taking trash down to City Hall, dropping it on the stairs.
Yep.
And from that, opened some eyes, and they started the trash removal. Johnny Rollins, myself, and a few others went down. We picked up every stray person that we could find and pushed the cart down there, you know. And it wasn't no media at the time. So the old media we had was the newspaper, and the newspaper would have cameras, and they would do everything that we did. Yeah.
Was this the Times Union?
Times Union, and the Knickerbocker News was the evening paper. And the gentleman that was with us was the guy that did Ironweed. He was the reporter at the time. He would follow us everywhere.
Just everywhere.
It was news for him too.
Yeah. You guys started your own newspaper, right?
Huh?
The brothers had
We had our paper for a while. Yeah.
A lot of work.
Too much. Yeah, among with other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
Got better jobs from them. We used to picket the sites. We picket State University site when it first broke ground. You know?
Because they weren't hiring black people?
Right. I was a surgical technician at the time.
Wow.
At the VA. Yeah, but they were good jobs.
They were good jobs. There's a lot of them.
Five kids.
Yeah.
With five master's degrees.
Oh, wow.
One's, the son has a would have a PhD at the end of this year, and my my daughter, a year older than him, is working on her PhD.
Wow.
Yeah, all of them got good jobs.
Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah. Very seldom you find a black person that did anything like that.
Yeah.
I've been married 60 years to the same wife.
I figured, yeah.
I had to throw that in.
No reason not to. Make it clear.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Involved with three bands that played around in Albany? Or is it more than that?
No.
Just
Just those three. That's all we needed. They were good.
They're a very good band.
Yeah, that's all you needed. You don't need to jump from band to band.
No, you tend to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you think about music in the capital region, what stories come to mind?
What do you mean?
So I'm working on researching black music in Albany. So I'm trying to find people who are involved in bands and radio and musical performances.
Well, the people that I know, they're all deceased.
All of them?
Yeah, Pee Wee Harris, all those people are long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody that I could recommend is deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have the avenues to none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we dig them up. No.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Now that gone.
Long gone.
Long gone
indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good and dead.
They're resting elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they got another band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interested in like the transition from band to band. Like, I think the Fidelities was a doo-wop, right?
Fidelities was a doo-wop group.
Yeah.
After that folded, then we started Miss Maggie's Children.
Yeah.
Me and Maurice.
Which is like a soul band.
Yeah, Stone Soul.
Stone Soul.
Yeah.
And then Heavenly Echoes is gospel.
Yeah, we used to do Sly Stewart and everybody. Like Sly Stewart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just like it, you know. Yeah.
And then Heavenly Echoes is gospel all the
way. Yeah, gospel, yeah. That's all my gospel roots.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never lost it. That's what made me good as I was.
It's solid training.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It teaches you so much music.
Yeah.
You just sing in the choirs up here?
Yeah, I sing in the Metropolitan Male Chorus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long?
Oh, the last... ever since it exists. I can't tell you what year and what time now because I can't remember that.
Okay, I'll look it up.
But I've been into that all as long as it been existed. I was in the male chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Warren Mackey and some of the other people.
Playing at churches and conventions and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just churches.
Mostly churches, yeah.
Yeah.
Churches up here, so that's three, that's four groups then, Earl.
Yeah.
That's four.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of hard work, a lot of practices.
Yeah.
Your children musical?
No.
Sometimes it doesn't go
back. Nope, I had a piano in the house and everything. I had a teacher that would come and teach us lessons every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn absolutely nothing. I found out after I got rid of the piano player that she would be up there asleep waiting for me to get done frying fish downstairs. So, oh, Mr. Thorpe, I smell that fish upstairs. She know I'm not going to say you can't have a piece,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, Mr. Thorpe, I really smell that fish. We had a kitchen in the basement, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we had three floors.
Yeah. Smell would come up.
Yeah, it was seek up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She
was waiting for it.
Oh, she was waiting for it. She was smart. So I said, Jesus Christ, you girls don't seem to be learning anything.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, Daddy, she be sleeping half of the time. I said, now you tell me. Now you tell me.
Sleeping and collecting that show?
Yeah, yeah. Two of them were playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Earl played, he was in the orchestra with Stefan.
Mm.
Stefan Harris, yeah, Earl played. Yeah.
What did Earl play?
He played horn and he played drums.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good drummer because anything that you're going to be in,
yeah,
and I'm a part of it, you're going to learn it right. So he took music from Hilton Music's store so he could read and play.
Mm-hmm.
and he played for the church also with us, you know, the male chorus. He was our drummer. Yeah.
I think we're near done. Is there any other music stories you'd like to tell me that we haven't talked about?
No, yet? I'll leave it, keep it clean. You're not going to commit me to say something I don't want to say.
I would never.
No.
I would never.
No. Keep it clean.
All right, well then, I'll finish it up here, but thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Wow.